CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Peter King. It's Super Bowl Sunday with the Kansas City Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagles kicking off tonight. As many as 120 million fans expected to watch on TV or streaming. CBS Boston reporter Paul Burton is in Waltham, where the game and a snowstorm have sparked a supermarket sweep.
The lines were long, but the food was plentiful.
Dairy, chicken wings, definitely.
Oh, we got nine-layer dip. We got chips.
We're doing wings like a ton of different ways.
As for a team favorite, it was pretty mixed down the aisle.
Kansas City.
Why Kansas City?
Yeah, just wanted to break the record, you know.
That snowstorm stretches from Buffalo, New York into Nova Scotia. WBZ Boston meteorologist Eric Fisher.
In terms of our snowfall, 4 to 8, but we kind of put the higher end of that range toward areas basically north of Route 2 and up into New Hampshire and Vermont. 4 to 6 here around the Boston area, Mansfield, Providence, and then down toward the south coast. I've got 2 to 4 on the Cape and the islands, but we'll see. This band is pretty heavy, so maybe we'll be up around that 4-5 inch range, even on the Cape.
University of California students say they're worried about the president's cost-cutting squad accessing their personal data, and now they're suing. Here's KCBS Radio's Mike DeWald in San Francisco.
Names, phone numbers, social security numbers, and credit reports, all things the UC Student Association alleges are being made accessible through the work of Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. That effort is reshaping and often heavily cutting governmental agencies. This lawsuit targets the Department of Education over the matter and calls on a judge to put a stop to it. Josh Richmond is a spokesman for the Bay Area-based privacy watchdog, the Electronic Frontier Foundation.
That's a huge departure from privacy and information security norms.
Mike DeWald for CBS News, San Francisco.
Officials say remains of all 10 people have been recovered from the wreckage of a small plane crash in Alaska's Bering Sea. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy says investigators have started their work.
Please know that we'll work diligently to determine how this happened, with the ultimate goal of improving safety here in Alaska and across the United States.
CBS New York's Allie Bauman has the latest on a bird flu outbreak that's infected millions of birds and sent egg prices soaring.
Nationwide, entire flocks of birds have been killed to stop the spread of avian flu, which is almost always fatal for domestic poultry. One person in Louisiana died after contracting the flu from infected backyard birds. Several strains of bird flu have been passed to dairy cattle, sickening at least 67 people. But the CDC says the risk to humans is still low. Experts in food safety say the chicken we eat is safe.
This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Hawk's work boots are built from the simple idea that those who feed, build, and fuel the nation shouldn't have to compromise on work boots. Available only at Boot Barn, Hawk's constructs high-quality, field-tested work boots that provide unmatched protection and support for workers across all industries. Safety toe boots that are puncture-resistant, slip-resistant, and built with cushioned insoles for all-day comfort. Hawk's is built to last. Hawk's work boots, only at Boot Barn.
Add two more names to the list of potential presidential pardons, a pair of reality TV personalities who want out of prison after being convicted for tens of millions of dollars in fraud.
Todd and Julie Chrisley were sentenced to 12 and 7 years in prison, respectively, in 2022 for defrauding banks out of more than $30 million in fraudulent loans.
Meet Todd Chrisley. He's the patriarch of perfection.
We're not perfect.
But perfect should be something you should strive to be.
They believe the president will consider pardoning them because they claim their constitutional rights were violated when a warehouse was searched without a warrant.
Well, you just think you're all that in a bag of chips and some more.
I'm breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and dessert twice a week.
Their show aired on USA Network for 10 seasons. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
The Super Bowl of Dog Shows is underway in New York. The Westminster Kennel Club show starts its second day in a few hours. I'm Peter King, CBS News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Quite a bit of sunshine around the area today. A light west wind with highs in the upper 20s. Tonight, mid-teens with mostly clear skies. Winds remain light. Monday, we'll see sunshine. Highs near freezing. A little bit of light snow possible Monday night. It's 21 at our studios.
Oh! Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old.
Riding.
Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
Oh!
every dollar. Rabbit's foot on a string. The happiness and your warm caress no rabbit's foot can bring. You come on and be my little good luck charm. Hey, you sweet delight. I want a good luck charm.
To love and fear all in your truth. News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and t-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/radio and use code radio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/radio and use code radio at checkout.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Fade away if I have to face the facts. It's not easy, baby.
blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
WRJN has been your home for local news, and we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
tied to the dock and she can't get free. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Fish all day, sleep all night. Father never lets her out of the sight.
Had nothing to lose. just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. Loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting time.
kiss could be.
I know how sweet a kiss can be.
Like the summer sunshine, pour your sweetness over me.
Pour your sweetness over me.
J-N.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from, with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, sweet caress.
feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye.
CBS News Brief. The governors of Pennsylvania and Missouri have traded good-natured messages supporting their Super Bowl teams. This is Missouri's Mike Kehoe.
Even Taylor Swift has seen the light and decided to cheer on our Kansas City Chiefs. But no bad blood, right?
Kansas City and the Philadelphia Eagles kick off in about 11 hours in New Orleans. President Trump's virtual shutdown of USAID is having a ripple effect on U.S. companies who help supply the agency with humanitarian aid goods. KHOU-TV's Victor Jacobo.
235,000 tons of wheat is ready for shipment in Houston, but without USAID staff to coordinate travel, the wheat is stranded in warehouses.
Heavy snow in much of the Northeast. This is Weather Prediction Center meteorologist Brian Hurley.
Some areas it looks like close to a foot. When you add it all together, parts of upstate New York into Massachusetts, you're also talking about Vermont, New Hampshire, but mainly the southern portion.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.